This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
The Democratic Republic of Congo needs investment to rebuild from decades of war, but the country is the last place many foreign investors want to park their money. The World Bank says it's one of the hardest places in the world to do business. And yet people do business there. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour spoke to one entrepreneur who got burned big time, but who's giving it another shot.
Conrad Britz is CEO of Falcon Coffee. It's a coffee supplier to brands all over the world.
So we're standing at the Coffee Lac dry mill facility in Goma.
A Rube Goldberg device sorts and refines coffee beans that have been collected from farmers around the region.
This, for me, is an incredibly risky investment, or a lot of people would view it as that.
After what Britz has been through, it's a miracle he is here. This is not his first ride on the Congo coffee train. 10 years ago, he tried exporting coffee from the other side of the country. He set up a network of middlemen to buy coffee beans from villages and then process those beans in a factory like this one.
And once we started the process, the shackles began to tighten.
Taxes got pushed mysteriously higher and higher, he says. And then there were random fees, like for the government to certify the weight of his coffee, even though officials had no scale. And then an extra wake-up call.
Our own staff were stealing in conjunction with the port authorities.
And they were reselling that coffee to him.
The degree of institutional corruption made me realize that I needed to cut my losses and leave.
So why is he back? Well, because he met this guy.
See the bullet holes there?
Kyriakidis Menelas runs the coffee mill. He's showing off bullet holes in the metal gate. Menelas has been here 30 years through wars and invasions and corruption. Britz says he trusts Menelas and his family.
The family have built up a huge coffee export operation out of Uganda over the last 15 years. And Falcon, we've been partnering there with them for the last five.
The only way to survive here, says Menelas, is to know people who know how to survive here. And find partners who have a stake in your success. It doesn't hurt to have an edge either.
In business, if you show up somewhere and don't know anyone and nothing, you're a sheep among lions. They're obviously going to devour you. So you have to become a little bit lion.
And as a businessman, Menelas takes the long view.
Our parents, they lost their things two or three times. Us too. You get used to it. The positive thing about Congo is you can lose for two or three years and then gain it all back and more.
Britz takes the long view, too. He says his partners, who've invested more than he has, make him feel protected. This time, he says, will be different.
Well, possibly. Maybe I'll be a fool twice. We are yet to see.
In Goma, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.